everyone. Welcome to OMFG. I'm Emily Foster.
And I'm Deanna Raphael.
And we are too damn young
to be this damn confused. I thought TBT stood for Turn Back Time.
I thought Zendaya was a new fad diet.
Is it pronounced meme or mem?
We don't know.
But we do care.
So we are talking to youths to hip us up to what's happening.
OMFG is a shot of pop culture Botox that will, fingers crossed, keep us young and fresh.
And super of the now. OMFG!
Hi, Emily.
Deanna.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
There's a few words I've been hearing over the last couple of days. I thought I could just throw them at you and hopefully maybe you know about them. Maybe we can get our guests to clarify.
Chances are slim that I know them. But
bish?
No. Like bish, please.
Yeah.
Is it just a way of saying bitch without saying bitch?
That's what I don't understand.
Is it like the parental advisory, what they do to the word? I don't know.
I don't know. Is it just like a fun way of saying bitch or does it mean something?
No, hopefully we'll find out.
NGL?
Nope.
It was like an acronym during like an email. Yeah, no, I don't know
nope.
either. And you know when someone's like, that hair though, T-H-O.
That hair though. Yeah, I like that.
So
I feel like that's like – it's like an ultimate compliment. Like when they're looking at your photo and they're – I do think it's a compliment.
Okay.
Where it's like I see you and you're like in a beautiful sunset but you're wearing this dress. And I'm like, but that dress though. As if like it's like, uh-huh. Like it's amazing.
Right.
Why are we looking at the sunset when we should be talking about your dress?
Interesting. I think you actually are onto something with that.
Okay.
It always feels like there should be another word after the though.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? That dress, though, is beautiful. Or that dress. But it is what it – the dress, though.
Yep.
That's it.
Yep.
Which is always shocking. I'd love to see if Pedro could co-sign
with
us on some
of those. Because I don't know that I'm right on anything.
No, I think you're onto something on that one. ATM? Not the cash machine, but have you heard ATM?
No. Nope. And you know what? I follow Brandon Wardell on Facebook, and
okay.
he posted something the other day and ended it with TBH.
What is that?
Nope. I don't know.
All right. Let's get him in here. OMFG! Pedro.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
All set? Good?
Yeah.
Positions are good?
Everybody looks
cool.
Great. You came in. You're tall.
I am tall.
You came in saying you were 23 years of age.
I'm 23 years old, yeah.
Is everybody shocked by that?
People generally think I look older, but I think it's just because I'm tall.
Yeah.
So people associate that with being older, sort of illogically, I guess.
Yeah, but I think it's even more than that.
You do. You look older. But
yeah.
how tall are you?
6'4".
Wow.
That is tall.
I guess I have a sort of like sober demeanor. Maybe that's part of it too.
That's nice. How would somebody describe you?
This pops to my mind. Every time I have like a service job or something and I tell people I do stand up, they're shocked.
Right.
They don't believe it. They're like, but you're not like
funny.
Yeah, exactly. They come, I'm just sort of saying, but you're not, you don't make me, you make me sad a lot.
Right.
like
it,
yeah. So I guess, yeah, I don't know.
Make me sad a lot.
Yeah, they, don't say that. But yeah, because if I'm at work or whatever, I'm one of these people that like kind of jokes around constantly and it's like, oh, hey, what are you doing there? You know, and like that sort of, or I wasn't like a class clown in school or anything.
Right.
There's a, yeah. Yeah. To me, there's two like sort of broad categories of people who start doing comedy. One is people who were class clowns, right? Who just like always wanted to like entertain people and whatever. And then there's people who just were like in their heads all the time. And I would say I fall into the latter.
Right.
Do you know the comedian Sarah Schaefer?
Sure. Yeah. I don't know her, but I've seen her before.
She has a very funny web series called Day Job, which is all about that.
Oh, I've seen that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. I've seen that. Sure.
Just like being a comedian in like a normal work setting where no one thinks you're funny. They're always like, tell us a joke.
Right.
And she's like,
because you're at work. You don't.
No, I don't.
Where do you
that.
Work?
I work at a bakery coffee shop. I'm just a barista. So
tall to be a barista.
So I'm too tall to be a barista or something?
Sort of seems like you're a little tall for that job.
Well, there's a lot of bending over. I guess it hurts my back.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have to, but I got good at like weaving around stuff in the kitchen.
That's good.
Yeah.
Do you eat treats?
I do. Not too much. Cause after a while, you kind of get sick of it after a while, but yeah.
Right. We have a lot of questions for you today. And hopefully you can answer them. Sure. There's, you know, a lot of things that are going on with youths. And there's different acronyms happening and ways people say things. And maybe you have some insight into some of that.
Because we just don't know.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll do my best.
Do you feel ready to answer questions?
Yeah, and you know, I'll try. I really hate internet culture, so I may be not the best expert, but I'm aware of it for sure. I'm swamped in it,
right?
Which is why I hate it, you know. So
you hate it because you're so in it.
Yeah, because I can't really. It feels impossible to escape, so I kind of resent it. So I am aware of. I'm probably aware of the things that you're about to say, but I will experience annoyance at the thought of them. Yeah.
So sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
Do you remember life, first of all, before internet culture?
Ooh, that's a good question. I guess
it's a doozy.
Not, yeah, not really, because
you were born in
91, and then I was like on the internet a lot by the time I was like, I guess 10 or 11 or something.
Yeah.
You know what I do remember is that when I was like in fifth grade, nerdy kids like went on the internet, and then cool kids like watched TV.
Oh, okay.
There's still that kind of split of like, oh, if you use computers, you're like nerdy.
Right.
And then like, you know, cool kids go outside and whatever and, you know.
So when did you – like were – how old were you when there was like iPhones and iPods and things like that?
Oh, iPod, I would have been – I remember the first iPod. I saw that when I was like in eighth grade. And, I would, like, buy CDs all the time. So I remember that was kind of –
You know what a CD is?
Yeah, no, I love CDs. Yeah, I used to – that was one of my friends and I used to go to Sam Goody, rest in peace, and then
I remember
in the
that.
Neighborhood, and then, look through CDs and stuff. And then iPhones, I guess I was a sophomore or junior in high school.
Okay, so you have some sense of what life was before.
Oh, yeah. I also had a flip phone until this year. I adopted the smartphone really late. Yeah,
that's so cool.
That's actually you're so retro. I like that.
I don't know. It was just the same phone I had since like high school or something. But I after a while, I did like having it because it meant that, for example, like everybody I know who drives around LA uses their GPS constantly, so they don't know how to get anywhere. They're like in their neighborhood. You ask them how to get to like somewhere 5 minutes away, and they're like, "Well, I don't really know." Mm-hmm. And every time they go somewhere, it's just like a robot telling them how to get there, turn by turn. So because I didn't have a smartphone for a while, I had to actually learn how to like drive around LA and like learn the layout of the city.
Did you have a Thomas Guide?
I was going to say, do you know what a Thomas Guide is?
No, what is a Thomas Guide?
Oh, well, see, when we first moved to LA, and it was before the phones.
Yeah.
You had this enormous phone book that you kept in your car at all times. And if you had to go somewhere, you would look up the streets and it would give you the coordinates. And you'd have to flip to the page and find it.
Oh,
it was serious.
And track your way there. I mean, it was
cool.
It was a multiple page endeavor. Sure. Sometimes.
Yeah, you would get it at like Rite Aid for $20 or $30.
It was expensive.
And it was
an
investment in your future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds hard. I mean, for me, it was like a step, less difficult than an iPhone, which is I would just look up Google Maps before I left, and I would
print it out.
Or sometimes I would just look at the map and then see like, okay, what roads get there. And that's weird. I like looking at maps. It's like a
You would love a Thomas Guide.
Yeah, I think I probably would. When you were talking about it, it sounded fun.
Sounds like right up your Pedro alley.
If I had one, it would be really outdated.
I don't. I got rid of it in the last. So if if I'm looking at you and I go, I'm like, hey Pedro, that height though.
Oh.
Can you work me through that?
That height, though. Okay. Well, okay. Usually I hear it.
However you
I hear,
use
usually
it.
I hear that phrased like that blank, though, discussed as in like, oh, yo, that ass, though, right?
Oh,
that's the usual.
It's about the ass. Okay.
I think it always starts with the ass. And then
it does. Right? It's number one.
And then it's sort of,
we always
you know,
move from the ass
exactly,
to other places.
Yeah,
you had to get back to ass to go anywhere else.
Right. But I think it's just, it's like a way of marveling at something like, yo, but isn't that cool? I think is
isn't
what that
cool?
means. Yeah.
Okay. That's like kind of what you were.
I might have won some points there.
Yeah, sure.
Might have gotten points.
That's nice. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. How about Bish?
Okay. That, I think, comes from Kendrick Lamar because
Kendrick.
Do you really not know who Kendrick Lamar is or that?
Huh?
Are you just writing down for future reference?
I actually don't Basketball, maybe?
No, he's a rapper.
Okay, so
you're thinking
no.
of Lamar oh, okay. Odom.
I wasn't thinking. I was just writing it down.
No, it's
as a reference.
Interesting. Yeah, he's a well-known
Kendrick
rapper.
Kendrick dated a Kardashian.
Lamar Odom dated a Kardashian.
Oh, I mixed him up.
Kendrick Lamar Odom.
Darn it.
He felt so proud of yourself. Okay.
He says the word bitch, but he pronounces it bish. He like pronounces a lot of words weird.
Okay.
Do you think that's for like, so he doesn't have to have a parental advisory on that?
No,
or?
Yeah, I think he just, yeah, he's just quirky. I don't know. I mean, people.
How does it sound when he says it? He's like.
I'm the only line that I can remember where it says that has the N-word in it. And I don't want to be the first white guest on your podcast to say the N-word.
Do you want to just say N-word when you say it?
Yeah, sure. Me and my N-words, yeah, bish. It says, yeah, it's like, yeah, bish is the hook.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, bish.
Yeah, bish, right.
And that means you bitch.
But yeah, you bitch, but he just says bitch.
Yeah, so bish.
And it's kind of, it sounds good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, puts his own flat little swerve on it.
Yeah, right, which, you know, people, rock singers and have done, you know, all
not,
of
that. Not to brag, but I was on Fleek about that too.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought Emily. Bish was just bitch.
Yeah, just so it's word. Just a flavorful way of saying bitch.
I think so, yeah.
Just bitch with a little paprika.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Great. Have you ever heard of a dicky?
A dickie? Mm-hmm. No, I don't know that. Is that like a dick pic? But is that like a cute word for a dick pic or something?
No.
No?
It's should we tell him?
Yeah.
A dickie is a mock shirt. Like you could – if you had on a blouse,
yeah.
right, and you wanted a little like collar – action, but you didn't want to wear a full shirt, you'd put a dickie on. It's like,
so it's like maybe you had a V-neck sweater on. Yeah. You wanted to look like you didn't want to show the chest. You just have a mini mock shirt with buttons.
It's a dickie.
It's called a dickie.
So it's a I don't understand.
It's like
a
fake.
It's a fake
collared shirt.
Wait, how is it fake though? I don't understand.
Because
how
it doesn't go. It's not a full length.
Oh,
shirt.
So it's a half, like the top half.
Yeah, just it ends here. It ends right below your chest.
Oh wow, that's really bizarre.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that one of the things that you were?
That's old timey.
That's old timey.
I just
okay.
am just wondering.
And I'm sorry to everyone at home, but I just drew a little picture for you of what a dickie might look like. She brought up a photo.
I've never seen that.
Any of you at home who doesn't know, please Google it right now.
I'm Googling it right now just so Pedro can just get a look. Those are dickies.
It's a fake shirt.
Yeah, okay.
And you know what? People, I feel like.
Did people wear that?
They wore dickies.
Did it look good?
Well, if you wanted that look, you know, if you needed a little.
I wouldn't know if anyone was wearing a dickie, though.
Yeah, it's undercover. You only know for yourself.
Okay.
If you're wearing a dickie. How about Peds?
As a nickname for me, or is that as a thing that people say that do I know?
Peds? Have you ever heard of like a Ped?
I'd have. No, not.
What up, Ped? No, I'm just kidding. Right. That's not your nickname.
A Ped. Is something you'd wear, like, if you had dress shoes, but you didn't want to wear stockings, you could put on a little ped, and it would be, like, a nude sock that just kind of goes over your toes and your heel.
Okay, interesting. I see that now.
You taught us some really great things.
Yeah, right.
I
no, I understand
just
now. Yeah, you're going on for one. Yeah.
Just
so
teaching you something.
Is this all – so far this is all like retro fashion. Women's fashion.
Yeah, that's what
actually,
that's what
men wore dickies.
Men wore dickies too? Oh, right, yeah. Yeah,
Let's be open. You know what
sure.
I mean?
No, of course.
Let's keep it open.
I mean, look, if we lopped off the bottom half of your shirt, you'd be wearing
I would be
wearing
yeah, sure.
Just be open.
DIY dickie.
Just be open.
ATM. And I don't mean it's not the cash receipt, but like, have you heard someone refer – they use the acronym?
Yeah, sure.
What's that?
In the movie Clerks 2, they talk about it a lot.
There was a Clerks 2?
There was a Clerks 2, yeah.
This is groundbreaking right now.
Yeah. Breaking news.
It means ass to mouth.
Oh.
Just a sexual position, ass to mouth, and there's not really much of a joke when them talking about it. They're just saying, ass to mouth is gross or whatever. Yeah.
ATM.
Yeah, that could definitely get confusing.
Sure.
You know, depending on the context, because I would never think ATM meant that. I didn't know what it, you know, but I would never think.
That one, honestly, I don't really hear a lot of people using. A lot of people, like, you know, on Twitter or whatever, I don't see them using that much. Really, the last time I remember that term being used was Clerks 2.
Clerks 2.
Maybe it lived and died.
Yeah, it just kind of ran into the ground or something.
Clerks 1 might have been out the year you were born or like a few years after.
Yeah, a few years after.
What year was Clerks 2?
Ooh, I guess I would have been Oh, it was in high school, junior year high school, maybe.
Oh, so it was much later.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. I didn't realize they made a two.
Yeah, it's nice.
It was like, you know, years later, Kevin Smith made a bunch of other kinds of movies that were weirder than he went, but he was like, I'm going to go back to my roots and do Clerks 2, I guess.
Are there any other acronyms we should know about? Or
I actually have one to ask about. Oh, okay. I saw this online the other day, which was TBH.
To be honest.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
No big deal.
I think so.
I hear that, everybody. Yeah. TBH.
Also, you said no big deal. People say NBD a lot.
Yeah, we know that one.
Okay. Oh, sorry.
It's cool. Jeez. I just, like, right. We're not idiots. Okay. You know, like, we know some things. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, we're not completely out of touch. Yeah. I mean, we know some things in this world. TBD is one of them.
Right. One of the acronym is SMH, and then as a variation, SMDH.
Tell me.
Which is shaking my head. And then shaking my damn head.
Oh, damn head. Yeah. What? Oh, shaking my damn head.
Exactly,
at you.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you use these acronyms?
I use it sometimes, but when I'm not like, I don't use them earnestly. I'll use it when I'm like texting friends or something. SMH is a very like black people on the internet thing.
Wow.
Yeah, where it's like, someone does something kind of outlandish and there's like SMH, you know, and then SMDH as sort of like a more extreme version of it.
Are you dating anyone?
No, I'm not dating anyone.
Why not?
I've gone on dates recently, but I'm not dating anyone.
How were they? What kind of dates? Did you meet them on the internet or?
I didn't. I'm avoiding meeting people on the internet.
Okay.
Like, because I have a lot of social anxiety, and I'm trying to get over that.
How are you doing right now?
I'm okay, actually. I'm Do you mean right now, like in the
literally,
room right
like
now?
Right this second?
Yeah, it'll feel okay.
Okay. Yeah. Scale from 1 to 10.
6 or 7.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe we'll bump it up as the 45 minutes progresses.
Yeah. Okay, great.
I'm just trying to – because I think if I just – you start using Tinder or OkCupid or something before actually like learning – I don't know, getting better at talking to people out, then I'll never learn how to do it.
Right. So you organically met someone.
Yeah. And then we went on 2 dates and I didn't have fun on the second one.
Oh, dear.
And, you know.
Why?
What went wrong?
Okay. It felt like we were doing an impression of being on a date rather as opposed to like
it's
actually
heartbreaking.
Do you know what I mean?
My stomach just dropped.
Yeah, where it's like we went and it was my idea. We went to this it was fun. It was like a bowling alley.
Which one?
Chateau Lanes in Koreatown.
Sure.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Classy. I like it.
But you know, like we played pool and she doesn't know how to play pool, so I taught her, which felt like hacky.
Yeah, right.
And then
were you like up behind her?
Well, right, that was like, oh, what am I gonna do this, you know? And then we played air hockey and you know, kinda like, you know, and then it was like competitive in like a flirty way, but again,
sounds great so far, to be honest.
Yes, okay. but you know, in my head I was like, but I don't know anything about this person. And also we just ran out of stuff to talk about immediately.
Okay.
I don't know. Didn't have that much
it.
To
first date was good though. Good enough to have a second date.
Yeah, well okay, the first date the first half hour I was like, I wanna leave immediately. This was a bad idea because we were just talking about like entertainment industry stuff basically.
Yeah.
And I was like, this feels like a meeting.
Right.
This doesn't feel like I'm.
Oh, right.
Because, and I think
I'm. I think that happens a lot in this town.
I think I'm going to keep running into that, which makes me sad. Yeah. Because there's going to be, I'll meet people who are involved in comedy.
Right.
You know, either.
However.
Well, yeah.
Agents or casting people.
Whatever.
Or
yeah. And all that's
barkeeps.
And if you live here and you're like involved in comedy, probably that's all you want to do. That's like, so that's all we have to talk about. So then we just end up only talking about
terrible
career stuff, which it's so
boring.
Depressing to me.
It's boring.
Yeah, it's really boring.
Yeah, I'm going to throw something out, and I could be crazy.
Let's do it.
But I'm wondering if – when I look at people your age, old generalization.
Yeah.
It almost seems – and sexless in a way. And I'm talking about – I'm thinking about like the hipsters I see in Silver Lake and Los Feliz, and like there's no sexual charge happening.
Oh, interesting.
Between men, is that crazy to say? I mean, I know that there's so much sex stuff out there, but the actual charge between people, it's like everyone's sort of low energy and like
Being awkward is in now. Being awkward is like kind of cool and cute. That's part of it. I think also if like men who are sort of like up to things and progressive and all that, I think they're so scared of coming off like sexist or not feminist that they tamp down like any sexual energy so as to not be like oppressive.
But that's got to be hard to – I think you're 100% correct, and I think that's hard to kind of get anything going because you're not the first person who's come in here and said they're having
– And when we were growing – I mean, men are the aggressor. And that's how it works. And so it's really interesting that like nowadays it's not great for the men to be aggressors, and like how then do you ever have the P to the V?
Right.
You fucking meet people on OkCupid, I guess. That's, I mean,
that, is that the site?
I don't. But that's how almost everyone I know. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's also because everybody I know is like has this thing comedy that is an enormous time suck, so they don't meet anybody. Mm-hmm. But that's how they meet people. It's really formalized. You go on this website and then you see a person who has books that you also like on their page or whatever. And then you, chat and fake banter.
Right.
Well, tangent. One thing that, about this girl is that she kept wanting to like banter with me via text.
Right.
And I got turned off from it. I don't know. I like text banter I don't like anymore.
It's not that it was bad banter. It was kind of bad banter,
but also I didn't know her that well. Like, and so she was, she felt like she was just like kind of forcing it, you know?
Mm.
But I think that's just that's the nature of like communication now with like flirty communication is like, if you see somebody on Tinder, right? And you're like, you match. And then you try to figure out the first thing to say.
Yeah.
It's often going to be something like, hey, in your picture, there's a statue behind you with, there's something dumb where you're trying to like make a joke about it. And then
you're like, hey, bish, let's get the ATM going.
Right. Yeah. Maybe that. Yeah. it's pretty forward.
I'm just joking.
Yeah.
I think you should say that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'll try it. Maybe we'll see. Yeah. Right.
Throw a dickie on, see how it feels.
Yeah, and then so then it's like she's like, okay, well, if she wants to talk to the guy, then she's like, okay, well, then maybe let's fine, I'll participate in this. And then they just have banter that neither of them want to be in that badly, but and then you have these weird inside jokes that last forever, like that isn't funny.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I think we should
we're going to take a break.
Take a break and get into a little bit more of Pedro and his ways in the world.
Okay, cool.
In 2014.
Cool.
Thank you. OMFG.
So we're back.
We're with Pedro Salinas.
He's very tall.
Very tall, very handsome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And we have here his cellular telephone.
Yeah, we're about to...
We're going to share some texts from Lexi Poo.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds like
you're...
He's very comfortable with
that.
Yeah, sure.
No big deal, right?
Yeah, MBD. Friend from home.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I think I'll be her.
Yeah, great, great, great.
And I'll start there. Yo, yo, happy birthday, dude. Fuck money, get bitches. And or vice versa.
Bitch, money, fuck, get.
I think then she has texted...
Boob emojis?
It's a dude, by the way.
It's a dude?
Yeah.
Lexi Poo's a dude.
It's a guy named Alex. And all my friends that I feel that I am close to, I change their names on my phone to something dumb.
That's cute. Yeah. I like that.
And Lexi Poo because?
There's no real, it's just, Lexi, it's like Alex and then, Lexi. And then Lexi Poo. Yeah.
Right. Got it.
I'm high and Obama is blocking my bus.
LOLOL. No Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Skype soon, Bubba.
That's it.
Great.
That's cute.
Coming in from Lexi Poo. Like, you guys are having fun together.
Yeah, he's a good friend.
I've
known him since I was 10.
Where does he live?
He lives in Philly.
Is that where you're from?
Yeah, that's where I grew up. Yeah, right outside of Philly.
You guys doing a lot of Skypes? It looks like as we scroll up.
Yeah, well, that's mostly how I keep up with my friends from home.
So you too. I have to be honest. Yeah. I don't know how to. FaceTime and Skyping for me, I just like stare at the other person. Like my boyfriend is away a lot, and we don't do well on that just because we just stare at each other. We can't seem to speak and look at the same time. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's kind of a Skyping can be kind of like stiff and formal a little bit, the way that maybe a phone call isn't, because a phone call you can just walk around or whatever, but right. if just, you have to make an appointment to be in right. front of your computer. And
are there cool brands that people are wearing right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, what are the people wearing?
Oh, interesting.
You seem to be just wearing a basic shirt.
Yeah, it's a. I don't. Yeah, I definitely don't like clothes that have like an obvious brand on them. Well, it's weird. I mean, everybody I know is like trying to make themselves a brand. Do you know what I mean? So it's kind of like a different, like.
Just said it.
But it's chilling, really, what you just said is very yeah. chilling.
Isn't it? Don't you feel like that's true?
It is true.
But
it's horrifying.
So why?
But I there's no like cool. I think everybody's too – everybody I know here is too savvy to have like a brand that they – because it's too like, you know, it makes you seem like not a critical thinker.
Right. I'm exhausted. Do you know what I mean? Just by what you guys are – it's so much work trying to exude what you want
yes.
everybody else to sort of feel about you.
Yes, right. That's why I don't mind that like I make people sad or whatever.
Right.
Because I don't want to participate in that.
We had a fan ask a question for you
because
you're a youth. at Allie J. Thomas wanted to know, what is the deal with Snapchat?
I don't
participate,
but from my friends who use it just say it's like my friend Allie doesn't talk to her brother all that much. They're fine, but they just don't happen to like talk on the phone for like an extended amount. But that's how she keeps in contact with him, is she'll just Snapchat him like a slice of pizza or whatever and something dumb. And then like that, she can like keep up like a relationship with him like that.
Mm.
So, you know, it's kind of like it's a very casual, easy way to keep up with people.
And the pizza goes away after she sends it? Is that the deal with Snapchat?
Oh, yeah. The way it works is you send somebody a picture of something or a video and then it disappears from their phone. But if they can take a screenshot of it, but then
yeah. So what's the deal with that? It's like you can just take a screenshot anyway.
Well, the person who sent it would know that they took a screenshot.
How?
I don't know.
They wouldn't.
That's part of the app.
Well, that's part of the app. I think is that the app notifies them.
That sounds crazy to me.
Yeah.
So it's like
it's a good app. Sorry to interrupt you. It's a good app for dick pics and stuff like that.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. If I was to send like a boob pic,
yeah.
to you, which I would never do, but this is just an example.
Sure, hypothetically.
And then you took a picture of it, it would like send me an alert.
You would
like,
know, yeah.
But you can also take another phone.
He now
phone
has your boobs forever.
Yes, sure. You could take another phone and take a picture of that. Yeah, sure.
I mean, right. You laugh, but you could.
Oh, yeah, sure. There's definitely
so
ways
many
around
ways.
It. Yeah.
And what happens? So I get the notification. It's like, well, that already happened. So thank you for the notification. But
well, you know not to Snapchat that person again.
I guess.
Because the whole point is that you don't want it to be permanent.
Yes.
How many
seconds
do you have?
So it's like people should respect that?
I think it's 10 seconds.
That's long enough take multiple photos of it, really.
Sure, yeah.
Make it into a GIF or a GIF.
Yeah, right.
What do you say?
GIF.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
I do too.
Standard.
That's what I grew up saying.
Right.
Me too.
Grew up saying GIF.
I grew up saying GIF, yeah. GIFs have been around since I was,
Are you bragging right now?
No, it's funny since it's like, I think for you guys it would be weird to hear, it's weird to hear somebody say I grew up with the GIF.
Well, it's like I remember my first microwave. You remember your first GIF.
Exactly, yeah.
Do you think GIFs are good?
Think they're
funny?
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's what bothers me about GIFs is TV shows like Parks and Recreation and stuff are GIFed a lot, right? There'll be a moment on it where it's cool, something cute happens, and then it's GIFed, and then it's like shared.
Then it's gone viral.
Exactly, on Tumblr or whatever. I kind of don't like that about it because it makes like those TV shows more annoying to me. Maybe not to everybody, but like it also makes that moment really meaningless because like the more you see it, the less it's like special, right? There's a GIF of like when Leslie Knope and Ben kiss for the first time, right? And that's like when you're watching, you're like, oh my god, that's awesome. And then they
desensitizes it.
Yeah, it really does. It's like there's a GIF of it, and then the next day it's like, okay, yeah, I remember that.
Right.
And the more it loops and loops and loops, the dumber it looks.
Right.
Interesting.
I think you're right about that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That's insightful.
So here's a question for you. I know you don't have a girlfriend right now, but if you did, would you be reading her emails and texts? from her phone.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No, you've never done that.
No, I haven't. I mean, I've also, I guess I've never been in a committed enough relationship where, like, we live together or anything, and that was a possibility, right?
Right.
But no, I really, I wouldn't. I mean, if she's going to cheat on me, she's going to cheat on me. You know, there's, like, me reading her communication isn't going to, like, make help that not happen. That. And then it's just going to make it work. It's just, yeah, it's just, like, it seems like an important thing in relationships just to have mutual trust, right?
Yeah.
So if you're reading their communication, one would hope. So if you're reading their communication, that's like already you're like, you know.
Violating.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Now, it seems like you're like pretty breezy about relationships and like ladies and all of that. But I do see here that you said in 2014 that you would like to challenge yourself to have sex with as many ethnicities as possible.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sorry, this
is that is that it's a joke?
It's a joke that I said on stage. Yeah.
Oh, so how are we doing?
Give us a number.
All white.
What?
Pedro.
We would think you could at least pull some other. Yeah.
I mean, we're in California
name.
For Christ's sake, and you got a name Pedro. Like, let's pull it together and get a Latina in there.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I'm not. I'm definitely very super white for. Unless I meet a Latina who is into like white dudes.
Right, which is.
Which happens,
sure,
yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So far, all white. Maybe in 2015, I'll only limit it to like three ethnicities to give myself an make it easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And you like Jewish girls? Emily's Jewish. Hi.
I do like Jewish girls. Yeah, my first girlfriend was Jewish, and then I think that also I grew up among Jewish people.
But, okay, so your family's Jewish.
Well, my mom is.
Your mom, okay.
But I wasn't like bar mitzvahed or anything. I didn't really go to temple, so I didn't grow up in the faith.
You've got the family.
Yeah, I would say so.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So that's you think maybe you like women like your mom?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Sure.
Can you describe her for us?
Very smart. She's knows five Strange. Languages. She has a PhD in sociology. Just a brilliant lady.
That's beautiful. Really cool.
Yeah, very, very, very adept socially too. She'll like go to a restaurant and then like just strike up a conversation with like someone who's working there, and then like within 10 minutes she like knows everything about them, kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a nice quality to have.
Yeah, it's cool.
It seems like because you were talking about things being awkward.
Yeah.
And it seems like that is the biggest fear for people in their 20s is if something can get into like an awkward. It seems like awkward is the most terrible state.
I feel like that word is used a million times more like in the last 10 years than it was for, like 100 years before that.
Yeah. It's like I don't know when this happened, but it's almost as if the worst possible scenario beyond like coming down with an illness
is having kind of an uncomfortable silence between somebody.
Which happens all day long.
I think it's because people are scared to talk to each other.
Mm.
I know why I am. It's because so much of my life has been, reading, getting to know people through what they present themselves as on the internet.
Right, which is a bunch of lies.
Or just even if it's not lies, it's at least a facade, or it's, the stuff is elided
it's
or whatever.
It's your best brand.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. Yeah. And you have a lot of time to respond in a way that makes you seem good and clever versus when you talk to somebody, you just don't have any time. So, yeah, and you have to like look at them. That's scary. And you have to, and your body suddenly gets involved, like your sweat, everybody doesn't have a body on the internet. You don't have to worry about looking bad or whatever.
All just witty banter.
Exactly. Yeah. That's all you are. Yeah. So I think that's it. People just aren't used to talking.
Interesting.
Well, I have heard the phrase social anxiety a lot more in the last 10 years than ever before. And that's probably why.
Yeah, I'd say so. That's why I'm trying not to then succumb to like internet dating because I think it would just make it worse.
So how are you going to – so you're going to try again with another lady and
– Yeah, I got somebody's number at a show the other night.
Look at you.
Hang out with her.
Yeah, you just rolled up next to her.
Well, I was on the show and I had a good set, and then she talked to me afterwards.
And then you're like, can I get your number, please?
I didn't say – I said it better than that though. I usually would say like that, yeah,
but
I was a little better.
Pedro,
yeah.
Can I have – it wasn't –
I mean Pedro's – yeah, he's got swerve.
I've asked like that before for sure. Yeah. And it's been, but this time, I don't know.
You're like, bam.
I think I'm, learning.
Well, how'd you do it?
Well, we just talked for a while about, we were both drunk, so I don't even remember the conversation that well. But, it was fine. It was like a decent conversation. And then I was just like, well, I have to go. Can I get your number? It was like,
love it. Ooh, done.
Smooth.
Boom.
Yeah.
And she was like, there it is.
Yep.
She was like, and she I am it to you.
Yeah. How does she give it to you?
Did she write it down?
Oh, she said it and I typed it into my phone.
Okay,
and then
okay.
and then she gave me her and then I got her like name. So now her she's in.
Was it like first name only?
No, no, full name. Yeah.
So
full
then name? You could government. Look her up on Facebook.
Which I didn't do and I don't think I will.
Slow clap.
Oh, wow.
That's really impressive. Yeah. I mean, that takes something.
That takes something.
Well, it's like, it's just, you don't need to know everything about, you don't need to talk to everybody all the time. Like, this is the worst thing about Facebook to me is that people think that you constantly need to be in touch with everybody you have ever known in your whole life. The other day, I was like kind of made fun of in middle school, right? And like, I wasn't bullied, but you know,
what
like,
would they say?
There's one kid in art class who just every day would just be like, hey, Pedro, you're ugly. And then every day. Yeah. Okay. So there's that. Right. But then I remember, but there's also kids that I bullied like that. I think that always happens with people. Like, unless you were like really tormented, generally, I feel like most people growing up, they were bullied and then also bullied people.
Mm-hmm.
And but then the part where they bullied people, they just kind of forget about.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, I was so awkward in middle school. People made fun of me. I'm such a victim, you know, now. So I was thinking about this one kid who I actually like was friends with in fifth grade, and I would go to his house, but then like in like eighth grade, I made new friends, and I would just kind of like make fun of him and stuff, and I was like mean to him. I was straight up mean. Like when I think about it, I feel bad.
Yeah.
And I was like, for a second, I was like, oh, I should like I should message him and apologize, and then I was like, but he doesn't fucking want to hear from me.
That's not necessarily true.
I feel like because it's also I'm thinking about who is this for. This action.
Right. It's for both of you.
It's just for me, though.
It's not, though. I can almost promise you that it's always a good idea to say you're sorry.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've done it.
Okay.
And I've had it done to me.
Yeah.
And it does heal something
when
you do that because it does. Because it's always – there's no time limit on that. You can always say, hey, you don't have to make it a giant thing, but like, hey, you know, I was thinking about this and I just want to say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, and
– also, I think you have to come into it without expecting to be forgiven.
Of course, yeah.
I think that's when it's
really
selfish.
That's really important, yeah.
There you go. Well, that's a good way to put it because I'm just thinking like – I think the reason people feel compelled to like reach out like that is because they just can't stand the thought of somebody out there not liking them.
Mm-hmm.
I feel maybe this has always been the case, but definitely at least among the circle of people I know now, which is comedians in LA.
Well, no, and it's very true in your 20s as well.
But it's like somebody doesn't like me. Oh no, I literally can't imagine anything worse. And then, but it's okay. It doesn't matter. No, not everybody in the world has to think that you're
that's
cool.
That's different from what you're talking about. You're talking about you're aware of not treating someone correctly.
Yes,
but because he needs that person to like him. It's not totally different. I get where you're coming from because that has been the most relieving thing to me about getting older is like that paranoia, that like concern, that like where you wake up and you're like, fuck, I was a dick to that dude. He hates me. What am I going to do with that? Like that guy hates me. That goes away. All of that goes away.
Yeah.
I don't know. If it were me and I had I don't need everybody to like me. I'm very comfortable with people not liking me.
Yeah, sure.
That's fine with me. But not if I've created that. Like that is not comfortable for me. I would, you know.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I guess part of it too is that it's something that happened when we were in middle school, so we were so young.
Yep.
And now he like I think he lives in Scotland now and he's like a, you know, intellectual. He's fine. Like
fine.
His life is good. So it's like he does not need another thing to read. That's this guy he went to from a life he wants to forget.
I'll tell you my thing so you can was in middle school.
Yeah.
And I had a group of friends. The summer before I went into high school, we all went to camp for 1 week together.
Okay. Mm.
And these girls turned on me.
Oh,
and it was the worst.
Wow, that sounds like a terrible
one of the
week.
Worst weeks of my life.
Yeah.
Like they just completely turned on me.
Yeah, well.
And said horrible things to me as I was – they thought I was sleeping.
Yeah, sure.
Pulled my towel off and I was naked in front of all of them. I mean, it couldn't have been a worse week. And I went into high school and I was like damaged from it because I was like – I lost all my friends. They treated me horribly and, you know, I've made new friends, blah, 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 and everything was fine and I've been great and everything's great. It was 1 week. It was one stupid week in my life.
Yeah.
But I wrote an article for Hello Giggles and wrote that story up.
Mm-hmm.
And it went up on, you know, posted the link or sure, whatever. Yeah. And then somebody from Facebook saw it.
Yeah.
And I had two of the girls apologize.
Oh.
And we've been cool. Yeah. It's not like we were cool in high school, like not friends,
yeah.
But I can't tell you how good it felt to just have that apology, even though everybody's fine,
yeah.
But it still heals something and people take responsibility for their actions. And it's like, yeah, we're all kids and stupid, but like that was wrong.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a good way to put it. But I would say part of why it felt so good is because it meant that you wrote a really good article. You wrote such a good article that the people that you were talking about in it felt compelled to apologize to you.
That's a good point. Pedro makes a great point.
Thank you, Pedro. Yeah. I do appreciate that. I think we'll all attempt this week to be less awkward.
Let's be less awkward.
Sure, yeah. That's what I'm trying.
Less banter.
Less nonsensical banter.
Well, yeah, less banter is good if it feels right, but if it's just it's like, you know, artificial or you just want to sound like you're both in a screwball comedy or something. Like,
right.
I like that term.
Maybe we should all try to have sex with as many ethnicities as possible.
I think everybody
I'm
should.
I'm doing
yeah.
great.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Great. All right. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Great. Awesome. Thank you so much, Pedro.
Yeah, thanks for
pleasure.
Having me.
Pleasure. OMFG!
So, Pedro, tall drink of water.
Yeah. You know, I feel like we learned some interesting things. I think you had some really, really nice insights.
Beautiful insights. Like, first of all, we came in just like having some things that we wanted to know, and he was very helpful there, but
very
also
helpful.
Made me feel like, you know, he's not someone who's using the ATM or the Bish or any of the things we learned. I think he's like really trending away from social media, which I thought was really refreshing.
You know, there may be a new wave of real pushback. I feel it coming from our guests. There's something happening where there's a pushback to all of this sort of inundation with.
Definitely. And one thing that keeps coming up is like it seems like dating sites are more for hooking it than it is for trying to meet lovely ladies.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel sad about it all. It feels like people are just struggling.
Struggling to connect, to really meet people and have conversations with them.
Just simple conversations. Everything is packaged. Whatever you're saying feels like a package of how you're trying to, you know, communicate who you are. And
it's like, hey, I'm Pedro. I'm 6'5". I'm a great comedian.
Yeah, is that the Pedro package?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was great. I have a lot of faith in Pedro doing well.
I do too.
On this planet.
And he's, you know, he's obviously very bright. And I hope he finds a woman that is a lot like his mom.
Because
she sounded great too.
Yeah. We should have his mom in next.
I hope she's under 25.
She might be.
So if you want to learn more about Pedro, you can find him on Twitter at Salinas_Pedro.
And you can find us at OMFGpod.
Booyah.
OMFG!
Pop.
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 Wolf Pop is part of Midroll Media, executive produced by Adam Sachs, Matt Gourley, and Paul Scheer.